With the onset of the CDC's social distancing guidelines, normal face-to-face interactions have changed, with restaurant, entertainment, and other closures of non-essential businesses across the country. The lack of regular socialization is taking a toll on mental health. Dr. Jennifer Daniels is a social psychologist and associate psychology professor at Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas. She says social distancing and isolation can have significant impacts on the brain.
Our frontal lobe, which is the part of the brain that's in charge of things like, being rational and making good choices, actually short circuits when we're separated from other human beings.
Daniels has worked significantly on the psychological concept of ostracism, or the social exclusion of individuals from a group. She says she has seen connections between her work on ostracism and people's experiences during the coronavirus pandemic.
The stuff that we're all experiencing right now is almost like ostracism en masse. And even though it's for all the right reasons, and even though it's for, you know, to keep each other safe, we're drawn to be together.
According to Daniels, the tendency in people to come together has made implementing social distancing guidelines, as well as encouraging people to consider their impact on others, difficult. Despite some failures to follow social distancing guidelines and hoarding behaviors, Daniels says it is possible to coax people to shift perspectives, but it requires compassion and careful messaging on the part of community and government leaders.
Asking people to make that kind of shift, again, goes back into messaging and acknowledging and understanding that people are responding from a place of anxiety and not from a place of rationality right now.
While adults grapple with social distancing and daily life disruptions, children face similar challenges. Dr. Nikki Yontz, an experimental psychologist and child development specialist, says social interaction is critical for children as they grow older. And despite the challenges that social distancing creates for face-to-face interactions, she says children are much better equipped to handle those changes now compared to in the past. Children also seek and rely on structure, but COVID-19 has disrupted routines nationwide. Yant says parents should attempt to create the structure school normally provides at home and use CDC-recommended strategies like the 3 R's.
The more that you try to keep that structure and keep that regulation there, the better. Practice the 3 R's, which is reassurance, routine, and regulation.
Yant says parents should speak openly and honestly to their children about what's going on at an age-appropriate level.
The worst thing you can do is try to hide it in the environment we're currently in, because there's no way you can hide from it.
Parents can also model appropriate stress response behaviors as children mimic their environments. For parents and other adults, Daniel says the key to coping is practicing self-care and releasing excess energy brought on by inactivity.
Engaging in the kind of self-care that allows you to release some of this energy that doesn't have anywhere to go, that's going to be the most healthy option.
And even if adults are struggling to cope, Daniel says practicing resilient behavior, or the ability to cope in a crisis as often as possible, can help people and others around them.
If you can model that resilient behavior, fake it till you make it kind of a thing, then the people around you will reflect that.
Understanding the psychological responses to the coronavirus pandemic will help identify strengths and weaknesses in governmental response, Daniel says, and ultimately help governments prepare for the next pandemic. Colton Rutherford, KUAR News.